بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from Islamic House of Qom is ready today to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the punishment of the grave. This is a type of, we can say punishment, or it's better to call it pressure, on the deceased person in the grave. So as a really, really severe experience, which is, we can say, recounted in so many of the narrations and the stories of the history of the religions. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the authenticity of this story, that how is it possible for a deceased person who is not physically alive to be punished, okay? What kind of punishment are we talking about exactly?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As soon as a person passes away, they enter a new realm, which is called the realm or the world of Barzakh.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now living in the material world. Next, we will experience the world of Barzakh, and that is for all the people. As mentioned in the Quran, in chapter Ar-Rahman, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمُ يُبْعَثُونَ. So explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after this life, we will go to the world of Barzakh. And finally, after the second blow in the trumpet, Nafkhusur, we will have the beginning of the world of, the hereafter world, or the resurrection day. So all the people will experience the life in the world of Barzakh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether the punishment in the grave is for this material body or for another body, there is a discussion among the Muslim theologians. The famous idea among Muslim theologians and philosophers is that as soon as a person passes away, the soul belongs to another body, which they call it the mithali body.
Yes.
Ethereal body, as some people translate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that body is not, the physical body anymore. So the majority of the scholars believe that all the punishments mentioned in the Quran and in the narrations, they will befall that that Barzakhi body,
okay.
Not the physical body. And we have few scholars among the Shia scholars who believe that no, at least in the case of the pressure of the grave, Zaghdatul Qabr, which is mentioned in so many narrations, for a short time after the death, the soul will come back to the body, and then the pressure of the grave will be felt by this physical body. This is another viewpoint, but as I mentioned, the majority of the scholars, both amongst theologians and philosophers, they believe in the mithali body.
So, Shaykh, what about the soul itself? The soul doesn't feel anything?
That's the point. That's the question.
Because when a person, for example, in a surgery room, they do anesthesia on the body,
mm-hmm.
So you do not have any feeling of the body, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but when you are awake, and then, for example, there is an injection, you feel it. So I do want to say the spirit is at work over here.
For sure, a spirit is at work. But the question is that, I mean, when we are talking about, as I will mention, the different punishments in the grave, uh-huh. like, I mean, we have some narrations about a kind of fire in the grave.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the soul in and of itself is not going to be punished by the fire. There must be a kind of body, okay? Mm-hmm. Even in the case that you mentioned, as long as the body is not feeling anything, there is no pain for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
When they are awake again, now they feel the pain,
okay.
because now we have the material body. So the question is that which body, will test the punishment? As I mentioned, the majority of the scholars, they believe in the barzakhi or methali body, and few scholars believe in the material body.
All right.
Now, having said that, regarding the punishments in the grave, as I mentioned, there are verses in the Quran referring to that, so there is no doubt about that. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Al Fir'aun, the people of the Fir'aun, that النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. This is one of the clear verses in the Quran referring to the punishment in the grave. Allah says, the Al Fir'aun, the people of the Fir'aun, will taste a kind of fire in the morning and in the evening.
Right.
But on the day of judgment, they will enter and they will taste the most severe punishment. So this comparison between two types of punishment in this verse is referring to the fact that now in the grave, in the world of Barzakh, they are tasting fire in the morning, in the evening. But the real punishment, the most severe punishment, will be tasted by them in the hereafter. So this is a very clear verse regarding the fact that we do have a kind of punishment in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, there are some narrations referring to different types of punishments in the grave, like, as I mentioned, the kind of fire, pressure of the grave, a very terrible fear and horror. And then we have some narrations which talk about some sins which will cause more punishments in the grave. So, for example, slandering is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Carelessness about purity and impurity.
All right.
Is among them. Bad-temperedness,
mm-hmm.
and this is a serious issue for all the believers. Many of the righteous people may ignore the seriousness of bad-temperedness, as we discussed in one of the previous episodes. And we narrated the story of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh.
Yeah, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh.
Taking the Salat prayer lightly, mm-hmm. is another reason for punishment in the grave, and not helping the oppressed people.
Yes.
So these are some of the factors which will bring about the punishment in the grave. And then we have some factors for decreasing or removing the punishment in the grave. Love of the Ahlul Bayt, according to many narrations, will help the people in the grave. Performing recommended prayers, as some narrations prove it and show it, if a person performs nawafil, recommended prayer,
yes.
they will be free of the punishment in the grave. Recitation of the Noble Quran, ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, some recommended fasting, and some good actions done by a person after the demise of his or her parents, uh-huh. will also remove the punishment from those parents.
Okay. in the existence of the Holy Quran, we read that some of these punishments are interpreted in a metaphorical way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, in order to show the severeness of the punishment, they, for example, changed it into fire or, for example, a kind of hot iron or something like that. Is it possible that the punishment of the grave is metaphorically speaking over here, Sheikh?
We are...
In order to show that, for example, there is a severe punishment waiting for them, but it's not necessarily... corporal punishment or something like that in the body, in the grave.
The apparent understanding of the verses and narrations is referring to a kind of, let's say, material understanding of both the rewards in the paradise and the punishments in the grave and in the hereafter.
Uh-huh.
So when Quran talks about Jahannam, the hellfire, and the fact that there is nar, there is a kind of fire, and also other types of punishments, to understand them metaphorically is against the apparent understanding of the verses. Right. Or, for example, in paradise, we are told about different blessings. But the point is that, I mean, as I mentioned, the apparent understanding of the verses is that they would be in a kind of a material punishment and the reward. But are they really as we understand today? Not necessarily. So, I mean, today when we are enjoying eating a fruit, for example, is something, and the way that people will enjoy eating the fruit in paradise, for example, must be of a different kind. But to understand them metaphorically, that, I mean, enjoying eating in paradise is completely different to another story.
Mm-hmm.
Is against the apparent understanding of the verses. Or to claim that fire, nar, mentioned in all these verses is not referring to fire at all. It is completely another story.
Mm-hmm.
It is against the apparent understanding of the verses. And the same is true regarding the punishments and rewards in the grave, because some people in the grave, they will be also blessed by divine blessings. So again, the apparent understanding of the verse regarding Ale Fir'aun, that An-Nar yu'raduna alayha, God talks about Nar, fire.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're understanding from it is a kind of physical fire.
That's right.
But the true experience is left for all the people to go to the grave.
Wow.
And then hereafter and taste it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are included among the people who will have a good time both in the grave and in the hereafter.
Inshallah, Sheikh. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, the punishment of the grave. How is it so? And the quality of the punishment in the grave. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
Thank you much, dear listeners. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Also send us your questions and emails to englishradio@sinarabi.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.